Task 3. You will hear part of a radio program. Read through the notes below and complete them by filling in the gaps according to what you hear. Do not write more than 4 words. Gap 0 has been completed as an example. Now read the notes.
George Best was born on the 22nd of May 1946, Belfast. His father was a keen amateur footballer, and his mother played hockey to almost international standard. But Best credited his maternal grandfather with encouraging his passion for football. Family photographs show the young Best kicking a ball at the age of about 15 months. Later, he played football in the street or in a field behind the family home. When he was 14, a friend of his father recommended him for one of England's top clubs, Manchester United. In July 1961, Best began a 2-week trial in Manchester. It began badly. United officials neglected him on his arrival, and Best felt homesick. Within 48 hours, he returned to Belfast, but his father gently encouraged him to go back to Manchester. As a footballer, George Best possessed a wide range of skills, including pace, acceleration, stamina, and physical strength. He beat defenders easily, with an extraordinary control that made it look as if the ball was tied to his feet. Although he was a shy character, he showed huge confidence even in his youth, unaffected by noisy crowds. To him, football was entertainment. In a Manchester United career that lasted just over 10 years, Best scored 179 goals in 470 competitive appearances. He won 2 English Championship medals, but it was in Europe that he really made his mark. Best, Georgie to fans, soon became English football's first modern superstar. It was said that his appearance added between 5 and 10,000 to the attendance at any Manchester United fixture. Although he still lived in the modest council home of his United club landlady, he became the 1960s man about town, growing his hair long, wearing fashionable clothes and driving expensive sports cars. Best soon needed 3 secretaries to handle his fan mail. He was one of the first footballers to employ a commercial agent, and before long, his income from outside activities outstripped his players' wages. He wrote ghosted columns for several newspapers and magazines, and in 1966 opened the first of several fashion boutiques in Manchester. During the 1967-68 season, Best was chosen as Footballer of the Year in both England and Europe, the youngest player to win either award. For 5 successive seasons, Best was the team's top goalscorer. If he had lived in later decades, Best would almost certainly have moved to a leading Spanish or Italian club, but this was an era where there was little international movement in players. And Best felt huge loyalty to Manchester United. Best played his last game for Manchester United on New Year's Day 1974. By this time, he had started to drink heavily, often all night long. Best's final years were a battle against his addictions. The Brazilian player, Pelé, once described Best as the greatest footballer in the world. He was one of the most talented and entertaining players of the 20th century, yet he was brought down by his other obsessions, gambling, and especially drink.
Now listen again.
George Best was born on the 22nd of May 1946, Belfast. His father was a keen amateur footballer, and his mother played hockey to almost international standard. But Best credited his maternal grandfather with encouraging his passion for football. Family photographs show the young Best kicking a ball at the age of about 15 months. Later, he played football in the street or in a field behind the family home. When he was 14, a friend of his father recommended him for one of England's top clubs, Manchester United. In July 1961, Best began a two-week trial in Manchester. It began badly. United officials neglected him on his arrival, and Best felt homesick. Within 48 hours, he returned to Belfast. But his father gently encouraged him to go back to Manchester. As a footballer, George Best possessed a wide range of skills, including pace, acceleration, stamina, and physical strength. He beat defenders easily, with an extraordinary control that made it look as if the ball was tied to his feet. Although he was a shy character, he showed huge confidence, even in his youth, unaffected by noisy crowds. To him, football was entertainment. In a Manchester United career that lasted just over 10 years, Best scored 179 goals in 470 competitive appearances. He won 2 English Championship medals, but it was in Europe that he really made his mark. Best, Georgie to fans, soon became English football's first modern superstar. It was said that his appearance added between 5 and 10,000 to the attendance at any Manchester United fixture. Although he still lived in the modest council home of his United club landlady, he became the 1960s man about town, growing his hair long, wearing fashionable clothes and driving expensive sports cars. Best soon needed 3 secretaries to handle his fan mail. He was one of the first footballers to employ a commercial agent, and before long, his income from outside activities outstripped his players' wages. He wrote ghosted columns for several newspapers and magazines, and in 1966, opened the first of several fashion boutiques in Manchester. During the 1967-68 season, Best was chosen as Footballer of the Year in both England and Europe, the youngest player to win either award. For 5 successive seasons, Best was the team's top goalscorer. If he had lived in later decades, Best would almost certainly have moved to a leading Spanish or Italian club, but this was an era where there was little international movement in players. And Best felt huge loyalty to Manchester United. Best played his last game for Manchester United on New Year's Day 1974. By this time, he had started to drink heavily, often all night long. Best's final years were a battle against his addictions. The Brazilian player, Pelé, once described Best as the greatest footballer in the world. He was one of the most talented and entertaining players of the 20th century, yet he was brought down by his other obsessions, gambling, and especially drink.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.